pitch office managers, janitors, delivery people to the building of the company.
Sorry if you heard that. Pumpkin carvers. Do that.
Radio Valencia, this is The Escape Velocity. I'm David James Fraser. It's Monday, March 23rd, 2026. I'm going to be here until about noon. How you doing? Thanks for joining. We're going to play some freeform radio like no one else on the planet does. Thank you for tuning in to Radio Valencia. This is Morrissey.
With you than with others I know. I was waiting for light. Iceberg flow. I dreamt of a dream so mechanically male. He's a machine. He was frightened though. And the blind beggar you glance the yes that means no, just slinking away. I am tired, Ma, until I'm given the kiss that lies. It's too swift and too dry, so what else but goodbye.
Thank you.
Kate Bush here on Radio Valencia. This is the Escape Velocity Show. I'm David James Fraser. Yeah, okay, we're Kate Bush. Truly anthemic stuff from her, but that's a remix that you may have missed. It's off of a compilation she put out very recently. Don't remember exactly the year, but within the last 10 years. We also heard Mount Airy from the northwest part of the Pacific Northwest, a song called Wind and Fog Part 2 off of their album Night Palace. And Mount Airy, I believe, is a kind of a neighborhood next to Anacortes, maybe, if I recall correctly. I am from the Pacific Northwest, but and I miss it dearly, but I was thinking today I may be ready to admit I am a little addicted to the sunshine that has blessed the Bay Area and often does. It's just been beautiful weather down here, and it's close to Seattle, so I don't know why people don't come to visit more often when the Evergrey gets to them, but we're here waiting for you if you want to visit. Hey, we started off the set with brand new stuff from Morrissey. I really like his music. Perhaps the less you know about him as a human, the better. Maybe just judge the man by his art. And we'll just leave it at that. We're going to just keep rolling on here at Radio Valencia. I'm just playing the music that's just kind of caught my ear over the last few weeks. I took a few weeks off, needed to recharge the batteries. I'm charged up and ready to go. So I want to get back to it. This is been revisiting Supergrass a bit lately. A really, really incredible songwriting from them, just like deceptively so. It sneaks up on you, but once you like dive into it, it gets in me anyway. I bet it will get in you. This is called Tales of Endurance Parts 4, 5, and 6. Stand by. We're pushing buttons and launch.
mighty wings pounced upon its prey. And all the skies so brilliant blue turned suddenly to gray. The cherished things are perishing and buried in their tomb. There is no hope, no reasoning this rainy day in June. Everybody felt the rain. Everybody felt the rain. Everybody felt the rain. Everybody felt the rain. Its wrinkled hand and snatched a butterfly. The elves and gnomes were hunched in fear, too terrified to cry. The reckoning was beckoning their living to their doom. There was no hope, reasoning this rainy day in June. Everybody felt the rain. 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 Cracks and falls to the sea. The sun follows your step and leads you back to me. You keep telling yourself that you're here, but you're not alone. Brown.
Radio Valencia, this is the Escape Velocity. Coming up, more music. How you doing? Thanks for joining. This is Richard Hawley.
I'm waking up.
Yeah, that's The Price of Blue from a band called Flock of Dimes off of their album Head of Roses. Singer from that band, also a singer from another band called Wye Oak. Seen Wye Oak. Haven't seen Flock of Dimes, but I would like to. I hope they come around. That from not too long ago, 2021. We also heard but Before by Richard Hawley, Escape Velocity favorite here on Radio Valencia. The song Before and the album Standing at the Sky's Edge, just can never get enough Richard Hawley. We also heard, well, that was that power super big set. We kind of joined the two set. I don't know if I back announced everything, so I'll tell you in case I didn't. Hercules by Mercury Rev off their album All Is a Dream, and Rainy Day in June by the Kinks from their album Face to Face. You know, I've been listening to the Kinks for a very, very long time, and every time I think I know all the cool songs by the Kinks, I discover another one. That one I heard in the show DTF. It closed out the show last night. I hope that's not a spoiler for you. It's just the song that plays while the credit rolls, so I don't think there's any important plot developments or tie-ins to the song there. And we started off the set with Supergrass, as I said at the beginning, diving into Supergrass, deep dive into their stuff lately. That's off the Road to Ruin. The song is Tales of Endurance, parts 4, 5, and 6. Yeah, really kind of, epic stuff developing here on the Escape Velocity. I'm so glad you're here. I hope you're doing well. How are you? Tell me how you're doing. You can just whisper it. I know you think I can't hear, but maybe somehow the butterfly effect will prevail and I will feel the vibe. Okay? So I was reading in the New York Times about this guy Flea. You may know him from the band called the Red Hot Chili Peppers. He plays bass and just really super high energy stuff. You know, like Flea, I saw him back in the day play live, and I would have put him easily on the least likely to survive the next year list at the time. He was out of fucking control. And as I recall, I don't think, well, at least one band member was dead within a short period of time after that. It was a ferocious show. But, you know, not too long after that, he was instrumental in putting a movie out about a guy named Chet Baker, who I love because I play trumpet and Chet Baker plays trumpet. And someday I'm going to pick up my trumpet and play again. And hopefully, I know it won't be the Chet Baker, but, you know, hopefully it'll give me a feeling like Chet Baker. Cool stuff like that. He made a movie called Flea, helped make a movie about Chet Baker called Let's Get Lost. So I guess Flea is a trumpet player also, as I was reading in the aforementioned New York Times article, and he has an album coming out wherein he plays trumpet, quite a bit different than Red Hot Chili Peppers. And in that article, it said that Flea made himself a promise to get up and play trumpet every day, no matter what. I'm going to take that inspiration and try to do the same, my friend. Here is Traffic Lights featuring Thom Yorke, Flea, off of his new album, Honora.